Anyway, let's get into it. So this is another episode of Stuck in America. And this week has been tragic. This week has been surprising. This week has been a little much. My first question is, how are you mentally? You know, what are some of the things that you have experienced this week? What are some of the good things that you can focus on? Some of the good things that you may have not expected to happen, or, you know, whatever it is. But I'm Carlos. I'm Carlos Work on Instagram. This is Stuck in America, where we talk about things that, you know, keep us stuck, but also from a comedic standpoint, and, you know, just things that are funny or I find interesting, my dating life, lifestyle, and most definitely the news. And right now, the news this week is going crazy. I couldn't help but to just record a whole new episode just for this week. You know what I mean? Diddy has been at the headlines, at the front of all the news that has been coming out. And one of the things that I found striking immediately was, and I shouldn't be surprised at this point, but like how quick we are to just straight go to the internet and say reckless and crazy things about Diddy, even though he may have done reckless and crazy things. This has definitely been something that we don't have all the facts, and all the information that we're receiving is coming through a screen. Nobody has sat down with Diddy or been around him enough to say what he has or hasn't done. And I think the more focus should be on, like, yo, why is media so quick to come down on somebody like Diddy, right? CNN, Forbes is looking like the blogs. And another thing, I just on a side note, Black people, we are the front line of all creation, and people of color in general, we are the front line of new information, creative dances, the way we talk, the way we walk. Everything that we do is in a way that everybody has to copy and pick up and mimic. Propaganda and spontaneous and salacious news isn't new. However, the way that Black people are now presenting the news is a little different from the usual tabloids that used to come out in the magazines and stuff when we were younger, and scandals and things like that. Ours is just, we just do it differently. And it's interesting to see Forbes, CNN, CBS, Fox, all the major networks now picking up this style of reporting from The Shade Room, Neighborhood Talk, Baller Alert, Spiritual World, and many others. World Star really was the first one that had all the ratchet stuff, to be honest. But it seems like there is a certain kind of agenda to definitely air out Black people when they fall short or when they do something wrong. And for Black people, it's like we're not thinking outside of the box enough to think about, like, yo, why is it that when something bad happened in our culture, the whole world comes down on it so heavy? Pause. So in Stuck of America, I just want y'all to sit back and think about, like, yo, why when a bunch of positive stuff happened in the Black community, all the news outlets don't pick that up? Why is it that when something happened that benefits us as Black people, CNN, Fox, all it's CBS, NBC, Forbes, you know, even Diddy when he was at his height. But on top of that, when things happen good in our community, why don't we see it enough? And it does irritate me to see that, you know, we don't get enough shine. Like, we get shine when things are bad, when things aren't doing as good. That's when we get our shine. Diddy is this, Bill Cosby is that, Will Smith is this, Jada is that, what's the name, lost his girlfriend, and da 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 da. So it do bother me, like, even though Diddy, right or wrong, whatever he has done or not have done, we don't know. We don't know what the facts are, but even top publications are reporting stuff that may not even be facts. TMZ reposted a video of a guy saying that, Diddy be having buses pulling up, da da da. But then got to go retract it and say, oh, the son was trolling and that wasn't real. It's like, so why y'all reporting things that's just like anything, right? And y'all, like, these publications are huge influence over the communities, even in the white world, Black world. But the other side of that, even though with everything going on with Diddy, I haven't heard enough other cultures speak about it, right? Like, it's just Blacks talking about it. Right? Or people from the urban community talking about it. And they talking about it in such a disrespectful way. Now, I'm not here to praise Diddy. I'm not here to say anything. But I think as African Americans, we need to, like, wake up to the things that's keeping us stuck. Hate is hate. You get what I'm saying? Hate is hate. Now, The funny part is you have these same African-Americans that got homeboys who have done crimes, right? And their homeboys in jail for a crime, and they like free all my guys behind them walls. But then those same people are coming down on Diddy. There's more uncles and families that have touched their brothers and sisters and done things wrong that y'all love and care about and won't say one bad word about them, and they do evil and they do wrong, and then y'all will be quiet about it in the family. You get what I'm saying? Like, even with Kendrick, right? Kendrick on his album talks a lot about breaking those curses that we have in families, those traumas that we have in families. But how can you fix your trauma if you look at something that's happened with Diddy and, oh, you this, that, da, 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 da. You can't even fix the traumas in your own life, but you are looking at somebody else's life and saying all the things that's wrong without fixing yours. I think that's a double damage, because behind, people are saying things and doing things because they know what's going on in their own life. And instead of addressing things that's going on in their own life, they let it pile up and focus on the world outside. So my question is like, yo, when do we as a people recognize when it's time to be quiet in this moment? Let's just be quiet for a second, right? But it's more entertaining to talk trash, to put somebody down, to put black people down, worse than where we are now. Like, if y'all don't know, the wealth gap between, I'm not going to say who, but theirs is increasing while our is decreasing. Like, our level of wealth is decreasing in our communities, right? And everything is just a joke and funny, ha, ha, ha. It's easier to laugh at trauma sometimes. Sometimes, like, it's some people, and let me know, some people not even gonna comment under this, but there are people that when bad things happen, all they can do is laugh because they don't want to cry. They got to suppress their feelings and emotions because they don't want to cry. They don't want to address the pain. They don't want to address the man in the closet. So, you know what I'm saying? Other cultures, like Ali, this white guy shot a woman in the head on set. We hear about that for a little bit, and then we don't hear about it no more. Diddy stuff is keep coming up. And the other thing I want y'all to realize, right? The CIA has never been 100% clean. I just want y'all to realize that. The CIA in America definitely were people who came together to destroy Martin Luther King, right? They was his. Maybe he was cheating, right? They say Martin Luther King was cheating. They were making sure that his wife knew. They were making sure they published that to overshadow the good things that he was doing. I just want y'all to realize that, like, yo, we are in America. And as we are in America, it's always going to be to the benefit of the other culture, the other world that copies and steals from everything that we do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, oh, this dude then went out there. This guy right here.
Put him in position. No Diddy.
Went out. It was a guy who coined up the phrase no Diddy in replace of no homo or pause, right? And everybody just hopped on it. He went and copyrighted this shit. Because why? He don't want nobody to name the show no Diddy. This was like, that's all I gotta say. I don't know what else to say about, you know, this Diddy situation. There's a lot of people that are your next door neighbors that do wrong, that say wrong, that is wrong, and we just quiet about it. And I'm not the one that's going to be I'm not an activist. At least God has revealed that to me. I'm not that. I don't want to hop on the bandwagon. I think that Diddy has added a lot to our culture. I feel like Diddy has opened the doors for a lot of people to explore and be creative. Remember when everybody was posting that video where Diddy is like, I'm a this, I'm a that, when he was going crazy, slamming the phone down. I don't think that was reversed. I think that, like R. Kelly, these people have dealt with traumas and dealt with things that made them live this lifestyle that they live now. Is it excusable? Should we excuse someone who's dealt with a lot of trauma in their life? Because this is a question people would like, yo, should we excuse someone that has dealt with a lot of trauma in their life if that trauma causes more trauma to people? They say hurt people. If they never was hurt, if they was brought up in an environment that was conducive for them to grow and learn and excel, would they have turned out to be the person that they are today? That is the real thing that happens in the black community. I don't know where you live at, right? I'm from Baltimore City. And in Baltimore City, you go through so much trauma that automatically makes you defensive in other places, maybe where you shouldn't be. It makes you want to pull a trigger on somebody to protect yourself in an environment that's systematically built to destroy you. And people are not like James Brown got a song, say it is what it is. And he got mind power, right? Mind power. In the song, he's like, yo, basically, these things that we're doing, right? Like he compared that Jesus had 12 fishes and 5 loaves of bread or something, and he divided them amongst the people, and it's a miracle. And James Brown was like, well, we're not in those days no more. We need to address things for what they are, because it is what it is. Now, James Brown was in the 70s, and now we're in 2024, and we're going through the same things that we went through back then. Maybe this video ain't that entertaining. Maybe I ain't entertaining y'all today or whatever, maybe. But what is your opinion on this? Do you think that Black people should learn to, like, be quiet about things that push down our community? Do you think that Black people have the ability to learn how to stick together? I heard Charlamagne say that Black people were not monolithic, and it's hard to get everybody on the same page because there was somebody talking about Black people should get their vote together and vote for who we think benefits us. But he was saying like Black people are not monolithic or whatever. But there is a lot of things. I'm sorry. We're monolithic, but where we can't agree on one thing for us to benefit all of us. Everybody has different opinions. So, you know, like we got Candace Owens, right? Which I listen to her content, and people that believe that Candace Owens is not for our good, but Candace Owens believes that she is for our good and she's for the benefit of the Black man, and we don't need to all become Democratic. We should vote for Republicans or whatever because they are Christian values, because of this or because of that. But then you have Black people that believe in Egyptology and all these other things. The whole point is, though, as Black people, there are pockets where we should be able to come to agreement in some ways. Or locational, maybe Black people should have votes. Or maybe we should have multiple presidents. You know what I'm saying? Something, but they did make a system where we have our local election and we have our general election. And we have a local election and we have where we elect our president for the United States. Now, it's hard for the president to represent all Black people. So that's difficult. So we should vote locally, because localizing our vote and paying attention to that will help us get to the next level. And speaking of that, I hope I get to sit down with the mayor of Baltimore. I actually been pressing to get to sit with the mayor of Baltimore even before this tragic accident that happened in Baltimore. And I just, before I do that, I do want to read a couple facts, right? Some statistics, right? From 2017 to 2019, white families, their wealth increased by 8.1%, while Black families, theirs decreased by 4.2%. And this is coming from some source, you know. That in 2019, 22.1% of Black Americans lived in poverty compared to 8.4% of white Americans. And the interesting part is, usually when I see some Black people that's living in poverty, there is a couple of white people sprinkled in that. You know what I mean? So Blacks are more than twice as likely to be unemployed as a white man or white men, and Black women are more than three times as likely to be unemployed as a white woman. Three times is crazy. But shout out to all my ballers out there that be doing their own business. I think that, and this is coming from UnitedForEquity.org, the information. However, we are definitely struggling as a people, and my mind is blown. This week, honestly, I was trying to figure out, like, because I pay attention to a lot of news. I pay for the news on my phone. I'm around the Breakfast Club, so there's a lot of news there. And I follow most of the blogs that everybody else does. And all this information is a little bit too much at times. And I wonder, like, the thing that came to my mind is like, yo, where is the good at? Like, where's the good, dog? I don't know. Yeah, two bridges fell down. The bridge collapsed in Baltimore. And I don't know. The Key Bridge, they've recovered two bodies. Jesus Christ. Damn. Well, that's interesting. All right, so they did recover. So I really like the way that our mayor has handled. I really like the way the mayor has handled the situation in Baltimore. They said that he had no sleep. He didn't sleep until he came up with some solutions. Prior to that, he has done a lot of things in Baltimore to try to uplift and unify our communities, especially the Black community, people in impoverished areas, through entertainment and events, as well as policy, as well as uniting different influential people in Baltimore to be a light to our city. Some of the things I realized with him is even in city council, I was able to attend a meeting back in 2020 where he was coming up with plans for Park Heights and tiny homes and real estate and things like that for the community to build wealth. Also bridging the gap with people that are coming, that were in jail, to come out of jail and have a place to work. You know what I mean? Those people, they were helping with construction, building mini homes. A lot of people probably don't know about that, but that's something that I found interesting. And also opening up the door for people to own property in Baltimore. As well as the day before the bridge went down, Joe Biden had pledged to help Baltimore build a better community. This mayor is not like a mayor that we had in the past. You can sense his realness. You can sense his concern. You can sense his authenticity. I know I didn't say that word right, but you know, but you can sense that he has a care for our community that we haven't seen in a long time. I'm no longer in Baltimore, which is fine because, you know, I love my city. It's a lot of things that I don't like. And one of the things is just like I felt like I capped on my creative ability outsourced. Not because people weren't creative. People just was going through too much trauma for me to even work with them, like, or consistently. And people, like, I ain't going to say all the things, but apart from that, some people are questioning his ability as a mayor due to a bridge falling down, because how many lucky mayors are in office where whole bridges are falling down that have been up since before my time, before I was even born? However, I have been on the Key Bridge before. It's not my favorite bridge. It's a bridge that I'm actually scared of. I'm usually not scared of bridges, and I won't be driving to Baltimore, and I don't drive. It is scary to be on a train going over a bridge now. That is a little scary. I ain't gonna lie about that, but God bless us and keep us in Jesus' name, or whoever you believe in or whatever, right? But, you know, I just think that as a mayor, he's handling the situation the best that he can. This is something that you probably will only experience one time in your life. In a way, let's say that good thing it didn't happen under any other mayor that we had in the past. But I think that he's doing a great job. And I think that for them to come down on him because he's a Black guy, I seen one of the bloggers said, this is what a nigga look like, which was crazy because that's an interesting statement. Like, this is what you call a nigga, somebody that is handling business, that's intelligent, that is doing something about the situation, that shows a sense of care and sincerity. And also, our murder rate last year decreased, first time in a long time, and it's been decreasing, right? So, and he's opening up a lot of doors for people and shining a light on a lot of people. So I get to sit down with him and talk to him about these different things, because it's something that I've been wanting to do for the past 2 weeks as I've been watching them over the years. Apart from that, yo, the bridge fell down. They did recover two bodies. The two bodies that they recovered, one I don't want to say their names, but one was from Mexico and one's from Guatemala. Makes sense because there is a heavy Hispanic community in Glen Burnie and in Dundalk. So, you know, he says, oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. So what's going on? I think right now, I don't know if they died or not, but it says that the governor actually spoke to the families and addressed the families in Spanish. That is fire. I think right now, Maryland, we could see a big change. And I feel like this is the first time in a long time where I actually felt that way. I do think it would take some time, maybe two to five years. I always felt like in the next 5 years, Baltimore was going to become a better place to be, and I'm praying for that. But it's just important for us to just take note of what's going on around us, and, you know, show some care and sincerity for our community and our people. As far as the Diddy situation, what do you think is going on? Do you think that this is just a setup because they're hiding something? Do you think that Diddy has done everything that he's being charged for? Do you think that there are people that are in the industry that's out in the public that we know that have done or is doing the same things that Diddy has done, so therefore they are quiet? Do you think that this all started from the tequila thing that he brought up. I know he was talking about he was fighting for the same 24 hours as the next man. He said that in a Breakfast Club interview when he was there. He said that he was fighting for the same 24 hours, which I ain't gonna lie. I was there when Diddy was talking, and I almost shed a tear because the way that he was talking about what he was up against really made me emotional, because I felt like coming from somewhere like Baltimore, coming from somewhere from the poverty community, it's hard. Your 24 hours don't look the same. You got to deal with certain stuff that you shouldn't have to deal with as a young man, or you dealing with it because your dad or your mom wasn't able to deal with it when you were growing up. It's like years of trauma that you have to deal with on 24/7 basis, and then still do the work, still shine, still become what you need to become, still follow your purpose. So I'm not sticking up for Diddy. I don't know what Diddy has or hasn't done, what's a fact and what's not a fact. He hasn't been convicted. He did do a settlement with Cassidy. And I think he could have settled that before that came out, and maybe none of this would have happened, which is also scary, right? If he would have settled and none of this would have happened, these things that may or may not be going on would have been perpetual. So, you know, as far as Diddy, I don't got no jokes for it. I do think that we just need to wake the hell up. Like, niggas is like black people be so quick to destroy each other regardless. The whole everything. Diddy has children. What do you think the mindset and what's going on with his children right now mentally? Do you even care? Like, you don't care because you don't care about your own children? Yo, these people that, like, people be talking about self-hate. This is what self-hate is. I think that if we're going to convict somebody or we're going to do something, let it be done in order or whatever, whatever. But niggas just want to just say whatever. Go off the hinge. Make up anything. Oh, I seen Diddy bringing them little kids and little girls into us. That's some craziness, bro.
Let me make sure I talk about what niggas talking about, too.
This the other side, though. It do sound like niggas could wait for this to happen. Like, it sound like people could not wait for it sound like people could not wait for something bad to happen to Diddy so they can say all the bad things that Diddy has done to them, but they were quiet about it for years, or they couldn't wait to say it again and make it known, right? Like, every single bad thought or thing that a person could ever think about for Diddy has come out. Day 26 said he robbed us. The other lady said Diddy shot me in the face. Diddy's security came out and said a lot of stuff. He been saying it, though. I ain't gonna lie, so that ain't new. And then WAC 100 said he don't believe in none of this shit. And they just bringing up old stuff. Kanye West not talking to Diddy at behind stage, not to have a conversation with Diddy. He avoided Diddy. He ducked Diddy out. Then they were saying Diddy was on a run. And then they said that the woman, I don't want to say her name, the rapper woman, said that she is a sex worker. How you going to say that this woman is a sex worker in a report? That is so deep to say this girl's a sex worker. And 50 Cent having a ball right now. Also, 50 don't got no remorse. His baby mom was brought up in the paperwork as being a sex worker. I feel like if you were a man and he giving you money to do whatever, or y'all in a relationship, how can you qualify that as a sex worker? I just feel like all this is extreme. And the real question is, like Cat Williams said, when they're making a lot of noise over here, they want you to pay attention over here because something else is going over here. They know what's going on over there that you're not paying attention to, even though they want to make you believe that this is the big thing that's happening. Y'all should potentially, I remember the Rothschilds, there was a big war and against the French or something, and they knew the information before the rest of the world. So they published the opposite had occurred so people could start selling off their stocks. People were selling off their stocks and they were buying it on the opposite end. They spread propaganda in the news and in the media so our attention could be somewhere else instead of happening what's happening around us. So I don't know. This is Stuck in America. I'm stuck in America. My mind has been looping a little bit about all this information that's coming out, and I hope everybody is okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. But just, you know, keep your head on a swivel. Let me know how y'all feeling. Make sure y'all like, follow, and subscribe. This is Alo's Work. This is the visual. I'm in my kitchen in Queens, New York, and I love it so much. But make sure y'all follow Stuck in America on all podcast platforms, iHeart, Spotify, Apple, and everywhere else podcasts is. And also make sure you follow me and subscribe to my Instagram. I follow and subscribe on YouTube at I'm Stuck in America. You can search that. You can search I'm Stuck in America, Carlos Polk, on your podcast platforms. Also, click the link in my bio at Alos Work. And if you want to be a guest, you have something that you want to show right now, rocking some New York brands right now. But if you have something that you want to talk about, something you want to release, hit me up. I might be open to do an interview. I can't say yes to everybody, but definitely hit me. And if you're looking to shoot content like this, let me know. It's Alos Working them out. God bless. Good night or good day, whatever.